in Parshas Vayakel, which does not necessarily seem like a jam-packed Parsha, seems to be a bit repetitive, but we do have another reference to the Mitzvah of Shabbos. And with that Pesach, with that opening, we can discuss many aspects of Shabbos. So I want to discuss one thing that I don't think is spoken about a bit, but something we know is potentially problematic, and that is riding a bike. And what is it about riding a bike that we don't like? And riding a bike is a test case for a general halakh principle that we'll get to later on. And it's a very interesting discussion because I've counted that we have here a number of possible reasons as one should not ride a bike. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 possible reasons I found in the postgame as to why a person should not ride a bike. And generally, in halakha, if you have a lot of reasons for one thing, it means that we're not exactly sure why. We know it's a problem, but we're not sure why. And we have different approaches in the postim to explain what that is. We will elaborate upon that idea in a moment. Let's begin. What is the halacha regarding the use of a bicycle on Shabbos? I can't really look at a pasuk in the Torah, and I can't look at a Mishnah or a Gemara or in the Rishonim, because they did not have bicycles back then. So we need to deal with the contemporary poskim who discuss this. Let's first begin with the major leanings opinion, and that is the opinion of the Rav Pa'alim. The Rav Pa'alim, Rav Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, so he writes in Chelek Aleph and Orach Chaim Siman Chafei. We don't have it on the sheet because it's a very long tshuva, and I'm just going to tell you essentially what he says. There's this piece in Siman Chafei, and in the beginning of the Sefer, there are hashmatos, there are additional notes that are printed after the first page, which he continues to elaborate on this point as well. So he has a lot to say about riding bikes. So he says that since we do not have the authority to enact new decrees upon which Chazal already did, and we cannot compare the decrees of a number of issues we're going to discuss, for example, the decree to not play an instrument because you might come to have to fix it if it breaks, or issues of possibly riding outside the Tchum on Shabbos, and those types of gzeros that Chazal came up with, we do not make new gzeros nowadays. We cannot simply attach what Chazal said and come up with new prohibitions on our own. Therefore, he says that according to the letter of the lawmaker Adin, you may ride a bike on Shabbos without question, says the Rav Pa'alim. And this is how he holds halacha lemaisa. He says in the city of Baghdad, they rode bikes on Shabbos. Okay. There is an approach of Rav Avadja Hadayah, the Askel Abdi. So he writes in three places. He writes in Chelek Gimel and Siman Yud Beis and Hey Dald and Siman Yud Tes Dald and again the Chelek Hey and Orachayim and Siman Mem that he heard from a reliable source that the Rav Pa'alim retracted his psak. He writes in one place as follows: Ubevadai Higmir Davizal Higmir Darazal Hayabaki Betiv Telchosea Ha Bicyclist Hazeh. Certainly, the Rav Pa'alim knew what a bicycle was. If he knew what the terrible things that would have come of Chil Shabbos from riding a bike, he would not have allowed it. I heard from a reliable source in Bavel, Rabasi, and he says, I don't remember who. Shahayu Omrim, Shahakach, Shahikir, Bativ, Talichosav, Hadarhu, Lachol, Chasidav, Lasir. The Rav Pa'alim retracted later on in life when he saw what happened with the use of the bicycle and it led to people violating other aspects of Shabbos. And the Rav Pa'alim retracted his psak. This is what Rav Avadja Hadayah says. Writes Rav Avadja Yosef in the Abi Omer Chelek Tes and Orachaim Kuf Ches Kuf Pei Tes, which is those are his notes on the Orel Tzion of his good friend Rav Ben Sion Abishol. And again in Levi Aschein, which is his sefer on the Mishnah Brura. And again in the Halicha Solom, which is his sefer on Rav Yosef Chaim of Baghdad's Beni Shchayim Chelek Dalad on page Reshman Beis, he says there's no way the Rav Pa'alim was chozer, he retracts his psak. We have no reliable source to indicate that. There's no reason why he would retract his psak, and the Rav Pa'alim's psak stands, and he feels that it is mutter to ride one's bike on Shabbos, and there's no reason to say that it should be a problem. The Rav Pa'alim is not alone. There are poskim who agree as well. The Maharshag and Chelek Beis and Sof Siman Yud Gimel, the famous Chassidish Posek, he says as well that you can ride a bike on Shabbos. So does the Moshe Ha'ish and Daf Kufayin Hay in his Shuvas, and Rav Yehomani, who is the Rav of Chevron, writes in the Maaseh Eliyahu and Kuf Chaf Beis as well, that a person can ride a bike on Shabbos because, show me where it's usher. Show me on a bicycle where a person cannot ride it on Shabbos. Yet the Maaseh Eliyahu says, Hamachmer Tolav Bracha, since, as we'll see in a moment, there are upwards of 12 poskim who see that a bike is problematic, he says perhaps it might be appropriate to be choshesh for their stringent opinion. Who are these opinions who say that one cannot ride a bike on Shabbos? I'm going to list for you just the tip of the iceberg, including the Shelis Yaakov and Simon Memhei, Rav Israel Hildesheimer and his Chuvas and Rav Chaim Memtes, the Chuvas Mayim Chaim, in Kuf Chav Ches, the Kaf Chaim as well, the Mile de Avos, the Yaskel Abdi, as we noted before in three places, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Rabbi Bodner Sefer on Muksa, the Yesod Yeshurin, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Amos Yaakov, the Or Letzion, the Tzitz Eliezer in three places, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, the Koch Yitzchak, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav El Yashiv, and the Emek Halach, Rav Tovi Goldstein. All say that it's also to ride a bike on Shabbos, and that's just a little bit, meaning everybody else disagrees. So we want to approach right now is what is the issue? What are they so upset about when it comes to a bicycle? Rav Avadya writes in Chelik Yud in Siman Nun Hei, those are his ha'aros on the Rav Pa'olim, and he says again in Levi Aschein, Roy l'ha'aros l'hachmer, he says it's appropriate to be machmer as well, in Yechav Adas in Chelik Beis and Siman Nun Beis, he writes, Roy l'hachmer k'divei rov ha'achronim, in Halicha Solim he says, Nachon ma'od l'hachmer, shelo l'nsoa b'shambas alo fanayim, one should not ride on a bike, v'afil k'sharos alechas l'dvar mitzvah, even if you're going to go do a mitzvah, you shouldn't ride a bike. As we'll see in a moment, it might be uvdin dechol. We'll have to explain what that is. Ube isra Shabbos hachamura, especially when it comes to Shabbos, which is strict. Roy lachush ledevrayim lahachmir. We must be very careful and listen to those people who are strict when it comes to riding a bike. The shmir Shabbos kilchasa. Rav Noiva writes in Perek Tes Zion Simin Yud Ches. Ein l'rechev alofanayim regilim, gam al gagalim asur migume mutzak, even if you have good wheels, rubber wheels are not going to break, still it's asur, Renissin Karelitz in the Chut Shani and Chelik Dalet and Chelik Gimel as well, says, to be machmir, and the Meir l'nefesh as well, and the Mishnah Halachos from Menashe Klein and Zion Amin Aleph, the Menucha Necho and the Chelik Gimel, the Nishma Shabbos Rav Harfenis of Williamsburg, and the Yalkut Yosef on Shabbos Chelik Hei, and the Orchos Shabbos Rav Rubin of Harnof, all say as well to be machmer. So let's get to the first reason. That is uvdin dechol. Uvdin dechol, again, is one of those principles that we hear about, but it's not clear how to qualify it. Something that's done during the week shouldn't be done on Shabbos. There's some sort of zilzal Shabbos that will come in to desecrate Shabbos. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes there on that note in the Amos Yaakov, in trying to define uvdin dechol. He has a unique approach, but I think it's a good approach. He says uvdin dechol means that a person cannot do something on Shabbos that increases one's ability to do more of that thing than on a regular basis. To put something on, to magnify, to be able to do more of a basic thing. He thinks that's uvdin dechol. On Shabbos, we relax. We do the minimum amount. Shabbos, what we do on Shabbos is just what we need to do to get through Shabbos. We don't overextend ourselves on Shabbos. We don't do more than is needed. Shabbos is about relaxing, resting, communing with Hashem, and not doing extra things that are not needed. So if there's any weekday act that magnifies what someone does on Shabbos on a regular basis, says Rav Yaakov, that is uvdin dechol. Therefore, he says, bicycles are uvdin dechol. Why? Because bicycles allow you to travel more than you would need it on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you need to get to shul, and you need to get to your friend's house for a meal. But why would you need a bicycle for? What do you need to travel such long distances for? That's uvdin dechol. That's overextending what would normally be needed on a regular Shabbos. So says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. This reason, not necessarily his definition of uvdin dechol, but the reason of uvdin dechol is brought by many poskim as well. The Ber Moshe that we cited before, the Pei HaSadcha, the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer's tshuva is actually very interesting. This is a tshuva to Rav Herzog. Rav Herzog asks him, how can we run a police force in Israel on Shabbos, according to Halacha? They discuss all types of things. One of the suggestions is, give the policemen bicycles, so they can get around, they don't have to drive a car. So Tzitz Eliezer says, even though normally riding a bike would be uvdin dechol for a regular person, but perhaps we can allow a bicycle, l'tzorech tikun ha'medina, in order to establish the state, and should be able to run on Shabbos, perhaps we could allow riding a bicycle in such a case. But for a regular person, he would not allow it. In addition, the Orcho Shabbos says this as well. The Chodshani cites this reason of Uvdin Dechol, that it's not proper. It's just not, it's a weekday activity. Rav Tudya Goldstein is on the Emek Halacha, the Mishnah Halachos. There, he is debunking a mistaken report in the Jewish press. He writes, in the Jewish press, they wrote that I allow bicycles on Shabbos, and I want to set the record straight, and it's not true. And he says it's Uvdin Dechol, not allowed on Shabbos. And Mordechal Yo, Nisa'aros to the Miyam HaHalacha. In Chelek Aleph, in the notes at the end on page Reish Lam and Ches, the Miyam HaHalacha is written by Rabbi Yonah Metzger, who is the disgraced former chief Ashkenazi rabbi of Israel, who is now in a lot of legal trouble. But his Sefer on Halacha is not particularly that exciting, but he has notes in the back of Mordechai Yahu, who is a little bit more exciting. So he says as well that riding a bike is Uvdin Dechol. He says, Isser Gadol shall zilzul bekavod Shabbosu. It's a tremendous zilzul of Shabbos. It's not respectful for Shabbos. Ravaj Yosef, as well in Halichos Olam, raises the possibility of Uvdin Dechol. However, Ravaj seems to have a contradiction within his own words. Because even though in Halichos Olam he says that it's Uvdin Dechol, in the Abia Omer and Chelek Yud and Simen Nun Hey, and his Aras on the Rav Polam, he says Ein Zamochrach Ledina. He doesn't think it's Uvdin Dechol. He doesn't think you could apply it in such a case. In addition, the Maharshag writes there, Lo Yadati Mai Uvdin Dechol Shayach Bei. I don't know why you'd apply Uvdin Dechol here. Riding a bike, Shabbos weekday. Why is that Uvdin Dechol? Again, Uvdin Dechol is one of those amorphous, unclear principles. So says the Maharshag, why are you applying over here to bicycles as opposed to anything else? This is cited by the Be'er Sarim as well in Chelek Beis and Samach Zayin or Skimol. Rav Yashav as well as also says that bicycles are not Uvdin Dechol. So we have the sheet of Uvdin Dechol, that it's a weekday activity, not for Shabbos. Some disagree with that. Point number two. The Kaf HaChaim writes in Taf Dalad in Sif Katan Ches. And the Tzitz Eliezer and the Be'er Moshe, it's Usher because you might ride outside of the Tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos is the distance that you person cannot travel outside the city on Shabbos. And Tchum is a din d'oraisa, according to Rabbi Akiva and most poskim. And there are many Rishonim hold that it was a din d'oraisa. And the poskim say, one of the reasons why you cannot ride an animal on Shabbos is not because of the famous breaking off a branch reason that we'll get to later on, but because if you ride an animal, it might take you outside the Tchum, the city limits, on Shabbos. That's reason number two. The Rav Palim says, again, you can't create new gzeros. Okay, an animal you can't ride on Shabbos because Chazal said so. Chazal doesn't have bikes. You're going to make a new gezera based on a new invention, says the Rav Palim, a problem. Okay, so that's two reasons and the arguments against it. Three, many achronim suggest, and this is the famous point that people talk about when it comes to bikes, that you can't ride a bike because it's similar to an instrument. Why is it similar to an instrument? So let's go back to the source. The Gemara in Erevim Kuf Daldamal says that it's usher to use instruments on Shabbos. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos and Chaf Gimel. Why? Because if the instrument breaks, you're going to want to continue to play the instrument, and you're going to repair the instrument on Shabbos. And that is going to lead to an issur d'oraisa of makah b'patish, the final blow. Makah b'patish is taking something that is not usable yet and making that final move to make that object usable on Shabbos. Who is the first person to cite this? This is Rav Yaakov Prager. Rav Yaakov Prager is the son-in-law of the Maharam Shik and the student of the Ksav Sofer. Writes the Shilas Yaakov and Simon Memhei. He says, Yashar la'amin sharav mora hora sheish bo yira. Oh, sorry. This is at the end. He said, I'll get to that in a moment. So he says that bicycles should be treated like instruments, and it's usser, because if it breaks, you're going to fix it. But it's more than just that. If it breaks, you're going to fix it. He says, if you're riding and you're 5 miles away from your house and your bike breaks, what are you going to do? Carry it back? Not going to carry it back. You're going to fix this. A bike inherently demands that it will be fixed. It's more than an instrument, he says. If the instrument breaks, there's a gzera that you might come to fix it. I do play the piano. I don't play the piano. I do play the guitar. I don't play the guitar. Okay, whatever. But if my bike breaks and I'm far away from home, I'm going to have to fix it. I'm going to have no choice. Either I'm going to carry it and there's not going to be an Erev, or I'm going to fix it because I need to get home. I'm far away. And therefore, he says, because of that factor with the bicycle, that's why it should be a problem. This is repeated by many poskim afterwards, the Kaf HaChaim, the Yaskel Avdi, and the Yisrael Yashur, the Tzitz Eliezer, the Mishnah Halachos, the Be'er Moshe, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu as well.
What is fixing a bike if you get a flat tire, for instance?
So that's what I'm not entirely sure about. I don't know nowadays who would be able to fix the bike, except to, I guess, put the chain back on. But I don't even know if I could do that. I don't even know if I know how to fix the chain on a bike. That's not a proof. I'm sure many people can. But I guess the only thing we'd be able to do in principle is either to pump up the tire and to repair it, which I guess would still be Makabe Patish as well, and putting the chain back on. I guess that's all a layman would be able to do anyway. And it has to assume that the layman is carrying, you know, tape and a pump to fix the tire.
And the carrying issue is also... I would assume you have to have an Erev in order to ride a bike also.
True, 100%. We'll get to that certainly. Okay. True. So
you can roll it alongside of you.
Along. I guess it was an Erev. I guess so. I don't know. So this is what many poskim says. Says the Rav Paalim. Says Rav Avad Yosef in the Abia Omer in two places. He says it cannot be the case. He says this is a gzera that was only established by instruments. We do not make new gzeros. You cannot take what we established by an instrument and then fast forward 2,000 years and apply it to a bicycle. You don't make new gzeros. Totally unacceptable. And he says, if that was the case, he says, every single thing you can't do because of my break, maybe, he says, we shouldn't wear glasses on Shabbos because your glasses are going to break and you're going to want to fix them. That's much more common than riding a bike. I think everyone here wears glasses, right? So everyone here knows you're in a position and your glasses break, so the whole world falls apart. Right? Nothing works. What are they going to do? Someone has to fix the glasses. It's terrible. There's a greater chashash that a person who wears glasses on Shabbos and they're going to break it and they're going to fix
glasses
them.
Glasses are a necessity, mm-hmm. and they lead to the simplest Shabbos.
Yeah.
How could you enjoy your Shabbos without your glasses on? So.
You want to know if that's...
No, but riding a bicycle you don't have to do, but
yeah. You're saying even more so, you want to say. Even more so, for sure. So says Rav Avadja, every single thing that might break you can't use on Shabbos. So what's going to be? We're going to go on forever and ever asking things because they might break on Shabbos. He says this is not a good reason. Now, it doesn't mean, just to be clear, Rav Avadja Yosef says you can't ride bikes on Shabbos. He's just saying this is not a good reason. Reason number 4. The Ramban al HaTorah in Vayikra in Parshas Amor in Chaf Gimel Chaf Dalet. This is a very important Ramban. Ideally, I'd like to give an entire shiur just on this Ramban. Maybe another time. The Ramban lays out the following principle. He says, there's a mitzvah essay. There's a Torah commandment of Shabbason. To engage the Shabbos in an appropriate Shabbostic way. Right? Where the mother says, don't do that on Shabbos. It's not Shabbostic. So little does she know that it's a Ramban al HaTorah. She didn't make it up just to nudge her kids. It's a real idea. The Ramban says there's a positive commandment in the Torah to act in a way of Shabbason, a way of resting that's appropriate for Shabbos. And therefore he says that if someone acts on Shabbos in the same way they act during the week, and they don't rest, then this is a violation of Shabbos. And this idea of the Ramban is found in many other areas. Most famously, it's in Achsam Sof in the Chubas and Chelek Vav in Simon Tzadi Zayin. He says that... Why is it that we don't want you to go on a train on Shabbos, but you're allowed to go on a boat before Shabbos that's driven by a guy? So he says, by a boat, so that's one thing. But by a train, it's very bumpy and you're not going to be relaxed. I guess these are the olden trains. Nowadays we have very fancy trains. But in the olden trains, it's bumping around, you're not going to be relaxed. Says the Chassam Sofer, based on the Ramban, on Shabbos it needs to be Shabbason. Your Shabbos needs to be benachas, doing things that are spiritually uplifting, and rocking around in a train for 24 hours is not within the spirit of Shabbos. It is not Shabbason. It should be a day of resting from effort. Turning Shabbos into Chol is an Isser d'Oraisa of Shabbason, says the Chassam Sofer. Based on this, the Sheles Yavis, the Yesod Yeshur, and the Tzitz Liezer say that riding a bike on Shabbos is a violation of Tishbos. Look at the language of the Sheles Yaakov. He says, Al-Kein Yevshar Lahamin, Shirav Mora Hora Sheish Lo Yiras Hashem. He says, I can't believe that anyone with Yer Shemayim with Paskin, you could ride a bicycle on Shabbos. Anyone who allows a bike on Shabbos, Hashem should let him do tshuva. He should fix his mistake himself. So all saying, how could you allow a bike on Shabbos? This is not Shabbason, riding on a bike, getting sweaty, bumping around. This is not what the Torah had in mind when it comes to resting on Shabbos. Now, this idea of Shabbason, the Ramban, clearly is a bit vague. I remember asking Rabbi Meir Tursky once, it's like, how do you know? Like, how do you know if this is Shabbason, if it's not Shabbason? How do you know if this is Shabbosik, if it's not Shabbosik? So Ratorsky said, he says, a person with the proper eyes, with proper eyes to see what Kavod Shabbos is, can make that decision. Not everyone can make that decision, but the proper Mora Hora, who understands what the Kedush of Shabbos is, he sees what Shabbos is about, and he directs us what it means that something is Shabbosic or something is not Shabbosic.
Would it be similar to Uden Duchol, Shabbosom?
So the Tzitz Eliezer uses this as his definition of Uden Duchol. Tzitz Eliezer, in defining Uden Duchol, says that it is the Shabbosom of the Ramban. So he does agree with that, correct. The fifth reason, the Sheilas Yaakov says, and the Kaf HaChaim as well, that if there's no Erev, it's going to be a problem because of carrying. Okay. The sixth reason is brought by Rav Moshe in the Halachos of Muksa Bar Badner on page 24. He says that a bicycle is a kli shemalachto l'isser. It's an item that's designated for Isurim. Why? Because what's the purpose of the bike? The purpose of the bike is to do Hotzah. The purpose of the bike is to carry things around outside on Shabbos. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, it's a kli shemalachto l'isser, and you can't even touch it in the first place. Because the whole purpose of the bike is to do things that are usur. Ah, even if there's an Erev, says Rav Moshe. Okay, the world doesn't assume that there's an Erev. We don't make halachic decisions in deciding what is A and B, assuming there's an Erev. In the perfect world, says Rav Moshe, in the perfect halachic world, there is no Erev. And therefore, since the designation of a bike is meant to carry things outside, it is a kli shemalachto l'isser, and Rav Moshe says it is muktza, and therefore it does not even get off the ground, literally and figuratively. Seven, writes Rav Menashe Klein, that he says something very difficult. He says that it's a davar tmua to see a Jew riding a bike on Shabbos, and he says it's a maris ayin, because people are going to be confused, they're not going to understand what's going on, why is he riding a bike? And he says, this is maris ayin. I have no idea why this is maris ayin, but this is the seventh reason given by Rav Menashe Klein. The eighth reason, Rav Israel Hildesheimer writes in the Shuvas and Rechaim in Simen Memtes, and again the Mayim Chaim in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, he says that you cannot ride a bike on unpaved ground. Why? Because it may make a ditch. So he says, "Adati lami heishayach bein mishum chafiras kuma ve'asiyas charetz belechto bekarka she'ena merutzav." He says, if you ride a bike on unpaved ground, you're going to make ditches. That's charishi. You can't do that on Shabbos. Va'afim natzir kach b'merutzaf. If I allow you to ride the bike on paved ground, b'kal yachol lintos min aderach, you're going to leave the path, and you're going to go into the unpaved ground, and you're going to make a charetz, you're going to make a ditch, a groove on Shabbos. So says Rav Israel Hildesheimer as the eighth reason. Writes Rav Avadia in the Chavadas and the Biyasen, the Biyomer. He says that ditches in the ground are not being made by a plow. If you put the bike in the ground, it's not plowing. It's pressing the ground down. It's not making a ditch. It's not uprooting the dirt. He says that is incorrect. And second of all, even if it is, it's malacha shen tzrich legufa, and it's davar shen miskaven. For all these reasons, he says, he doesn't think that's an issue as well. The ninth reason, Rav Yosef Mesas was a Moroccan leader, and he was the Rav of Haifa. So he writes in the Mayim Chaim in Chelek Avim Kuf Chav Ches something, again, that I have no idea what he is saying. I'm going to read you his words. He says, Sharakiva atzma nechshavas malacha v'lo chachma. He says, writing is a malacha and not a chachma. It's not a wisdom. It's not a talent. Shetzricha limud v'hergel, that it requires learning and be adopting it and learning it, v'asr min ha-Torah. And therefore, it's asr min ha-Torah. I don't know what he's saying. I read it 20 times. I'm not sure what he's saying, but he says it's a malacha and it's not a chachma, and therefore it's asr min ha-Torah. Rav Avadia writes in Leviyas Chaim, he doesn't really understand either what he's saying, so we'll leave it at that. Reason number 10, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, in his notes, the Mayim HaHalacha, so he cites the Gemara in Beit Zadach Lam and Vav Lam and Beis, which says it's also ride a horse, because you're going to riding a horse and you're going to rip off a branch in order to conduct the horse in the proper way. We want to be politically correct how we refer to the how we treat the animals. To conduct the horse, to make sure the horse goes where it's going. And also very strange, what does that have to do with the bike? Who rips off a branch to conduct the bike to go where it's going? I'm not sure. I don't know why the two things have to do with each other. Nobody hits the bike to make it go faster. So, but that's his reason as well.
Riding the bike, you could be
riding in the woods someplace and then you knock over.
Yeah, but the Rambam and the Rishonim don't say that that's what it means. They said it means that you will actively rip it off and then come
to use it as a whip.
To use it as a whip.
And you can walk and you can knock.
But
you can walk and you can knock.
I don't know any Rishonim who say that the issue is that you're going to come to inadvertently tear it off while you're riding. So I'm not entirely sure, but that was reason 10. Reason 11, Rav Vosner, is quoted in the Kovetz Mibeis Levi, which is the Torah journal his yeshiva put out in the Chelek Gevavim, page in the Gimel, that using a bike violates Shabbos Kuf Yud Gimel Aleph, Shelo Yehi Luchach Shal Shabbos Kachol. You know, we don't take large steps on Shabbos, a Pesia Gasa. It's not appropriate for Shabbos, as the Navi says. What's a greater step? What's a larger step than riding a bike? Huge steps riding a bike. You're moving so quickly. Not in the spirit of taking small steps on Shabbos. The 12th and final reason, I don't know if you call this a reason, but the 12th and final idea is that it's simply not the minhag. It's not the minhag of the Jewish people do this on Shabbos. We have a Masorah, minhag of Asenu B'Adenu, that we don't ride bikes on Shabbos. This is what Rav Benson Abba Shaul writes in the Lotzio and Chelek Beis and Mem Beis. And the Maise Ish, the Chazon Ish, is quoted in volume 7 of the Sefer that records his sayings and his Minhagim on page Kuf Mem Vav. Listen to this. He says, Nishal Esha Litzarif Rokev Ofanayim B'Shabbos Minyan Shabbos. They were asked, he was once asked if you could count someone for a minyan on Shabbos who rides bikes on Shabbos. Can you allow this to count him for a minyan? K'shahir Kashim Ol B'Hasig Minyan, where they couldn't get a minyan. You got one guy, the 10th guy, but he rides a bike on Shabbos. Just riding a bike on Shabbos, it's not enough to keep someone from joining a minyan. Again, it's unclear what the Isser is, so says the Chazon Ish, are not going to be so machmir that he can't count for a minyan. Aval, adam kazeh, but a person who does ride a bike on Shabbos, over alveros to oraisa shal Shabbos, v'chein l'tzarfo, he's probably already began to violate other Yisurim. The person who rides the bike on Shabbos has already been desensitized to the proper minhag of how to observe Shabbos, and says the Chazon Ish, he's probably not good for a minyan anyway. The Orach HaShabbos, Rav Reuben writes in Perchof Beis, that since it has become accepted not to ride a bike on Shabbos, Al Titosh Torasi Mecha, do not abandon the customs of Klal Yisrael, and these are the 12 reasons given as to why one should not ride a bike on Shabbos. It's simply not in the spirit of Shabbos. The Chachamim looked at a bike, they looked at how a bike is used, and they've told us that it is not what Shabbos is about. It's how we need to be doing riding a bike on Shabbos. Let's discuss things similar, but not exactly a bike. Children's bikes. So, not tricycles, that's something else. Children's bikes. So the Ber Moshe writes in Chelek Vav, we should prevent a katan shehigi l'chinuch from riding a bike on Shabbos. If the child is lo higi l'chinuch, less than the age of understanding what Shabbos is about, you don't have to stop him. Rav Harfinus writes in the Nisma Shabbos and Shin Lam and Zion, and the Shmir Shabbos says as well, you should not allow even little children to ride a regular bike on Shabbos, and they have the same argument whether the bike has training wheels or not. That shouldn't make a difference. If you allow kids' bikes on Shabbos, then it's fine with training wheels, and if you don't allow it, it's still a problem with training wheels. So training wheels do not affect that decision. What about tricycles? So the Luach Muktza, Luach Muktza is a book regarding the different lists of things that are muktzah on Shabbos. So he writes on page Kuf Mem, he quotes from Tzvi Weber, who's the Rav of Neve Yaakov in Yerushalayim, who says that a tricycle is uvdin d'chol. Again, it's uvdin d'chol. Why? Not sure. But he thinks that it's uvdin d'chol. All of the poskim have no issue with tricycles. All of the poskim disagree. Rav Moshe in the halachos of Muktza, the Ber Moshe, the Emes Yaakov, the Lotzia, the Emek Halachos, Shmir Shabbos, the Nishma Shabbos, the Yaakov Yosef, even Rabbi Ribiat, in his 39 halachos, who's generally a machner, says tricycles are fine on Shabbos for children. We're not advocating adult tricycles. For children, I would assume at the point that the child can still fit on the tricycle, is probably okay. In that realm, is going to be okay. Next, skates and rollerblades. What about that on Shabbos? So that's already a little bit different. Rav Neuver writes in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in Tez Zayin Sif Yudches, and the Yalko Yosef writes in Chinuch Fekatan, regarding the halachos of children, he says that you can use skates and rollerblades on Shabbos. So says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasam. They feel that all the above issues that we discussed don't apply to bikes. Whatever we listed before, Uvim Dechol, and it might break, and all these different things, they don't apply to skates. Those things, those reasons are not applicable over there. The Or Litzion writes in the same tshuva that anyone can use skates on Shabbos, and the Isser doesn't apply. Okay? Now again, let me clarify. The Shmir Shabbos and Alka Yosef were talking about children using skates, not adults. They were talking about children using skates, and the Or Litzion says anyone can use skates. Rav Moshe is quoted in the Shumi Aaron by Rav Aaron Feld and Chelik Beis in Orachaim and Shin Ches that roller skates are a kli shemalachto le'isser based on the reason he gave before, because the whole purpose is to move you around on Shabbos when there's no Erev. And the Chodshani writes, and the Orach HaShabbos say, they are uvdin dechol to use skates. When I was in YU, there was a story, I think it's pretty true, that there was a guy in YU who was a Balkore, you know, a Bleich Shul, in downtown Manhattan, and the story was that Rabbi Bleich allowed him to use rollerblades to get from YU to Lane in his shul on Shabbos. I don't know if it's 100% true, but that's the story. If someone wants to verify that, I'm more than happy to hear. But that was just that Rabbi Bleich allowed him to use rollerblades to get to the shul on Shabbos to Lane. Okay, so we've gone through bikes, tricycles, rollerblades, roller skates. The last unknown is scooters, right? All the kids have these razor scooters they push around on. So what's the deal with scooters? So Rav Yashiv is quoted in the Asher Yushin Chelik Beis or Rechaim Lam Gimel Beis that scooters should be treated like bikes. Whatever you say by bikes, you're going to say by scooters as well. But for children, he says, to like tricycles. For an adult, it's time to grow up and not use a scooter anymore. But for a child, he says, it's like a tricycle. This is the opinion of the Shmir Shabbos as well, that for a child, the scooter is permissible. However, the Orach HaShabbos is machmir with skates. And I think that also it's appropriate that at a certain point, the children, we need to teach them that scooters are not necessarily in the proper spirit of Shabbos. They're in the same realm of how we should be conducting ourselves, of resting, and you know what's appropriate form of transportation when it comes to Shabbos. So that is all the reasons when it comes to all forms of non-electric wheeled devices on Shabbos. You have bikes, and we have small bikes for children, and tricycles, and skates, and the roller skates and roller blades and scooters and all these things. When it comes to bikes, certainly we're going to be machmer. No one's in any form of saying we should use a bicycle on Shabbos. And when it comes to other things, there's room to be lenient for children.